Oh, there's a suspicious-looking man waiting for me at the end of the alley. Oh, dear Lord, please protect me.
Diane, a young university student, was home for the summer. She had gone to visit friends one evening, and the time passed quickly as each shared their various experiences of the past year. She ended up staying longer than she had planned and had to walk home alone. But she wasn't afraid because it was a small town and she lived only a few blocks away. As she walked along under the oak trees, Diane asked God to keep her from harm and danger. When she reached the alley, which was a shortcut to her house, she decided to take it. However, halfway down the alley, she noticed a man standing at the end as though he were waiting for her. She became uneasy and shot up a prayer, asking for God's protection. Instantly, a comforting feeling of quietness and security surrounded her. She had the unmistakable sense that someone was walking with her. When she reached the end of the alley, she walked right past the man and arrived home safely. The following day, she read in the paper that a young girl had been assaulted in the same alley just 20 minutes after she had been there. Diane thought she could possibly recognize the man, so went down to the police station where she told her story. They asked her if she would be willing to look at a lineup to see if she could identify him. She agreed and immediately pointed out the man she had seen in the alley the night before. She asked the policeman if he would ask the man one question for her. She was curious to know why he had not attacked her. When the policeman asked him, the man answered, "Because she wasn't alone. There were two tall men walking with her, one on either side." Who were Diane's ghostly guardians, unseen by her but visible to the one who would have harmed her? If this were an isolated incident, we might discount this story as being a figment of the man's imagination. But stories of miraculous intervention by these mysterious beings abound.